This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As we were reporting a couple minutes ago, Microsoft has named an inside candidate as CEO, Satya Nadella, of the company's enterprise and cloud services division. He'll be taking over the reins from Steve Ballmer, who dropped out of Stanford Business School to help his friend and co-founder Bill Gates build the software company. Microsoft was about 5 years old, and together they turned Microsoft into the Windows juggernaut that it once was. Marketplace's Quina Kim brings us this Ballmer retrospective.
When Steve Ballmer became the CEO of Microsoft in 2000, he became the closest thing tech had to a king, and he had a big personality to prove it. Here he is at a developers conference, all 6'5" of him, running across the stage, jumping and screaming.
I have four words for you. I love this company. Yeah!
Back then, the PC ruled in the consumer and office markets, and Microsoft owned that screen with its Windows operating system and Word. Kartik Hosaniger is a professor at the Wharton School of Business. He says it's worth remembering that Microsoft was so powerful that the government launched an antitrust investigation. At issue, whether Microsoft was creating a monopoly by bundling Internet Explorer with its Windows operating system and icing out competitors like Netscape.
In fact, the whole antitrust investigation was around whether we should break up Microsoft because it had become so powerful that nobody else could take on Microsoft.
Microsoft settled the case, and of course, that turned out to be untrue, in large part because Ballmer failed to see the radical changes that were to come. Michael Cusimano is a professor at the MIT Sloan School of Management.
Steve Ballmer was not aggressive in trying to move Microsoft to other devices or non-Windows operating systems.
While Microsoft focused on the desktop, Google took over the web and Apple remade itself into a mobile powerhouse. In 2007, when Apple introduced the iPhone, Ballmer couldn't have been cockier.
$500 fully subsidized with a plan? I said, that is the most expensive phone in the world, and it doesn't appeal to business customers because it doesn't have a keyboard, which makes it not a very good email machine.
Of course, the iPhone was a pretty good email machine, and more important, with its App Store, it turned out to be a whole lot more.
He's not the technology guru. He really is a manager.
Cusimano says, to be fair, if you look at Microsoft's balance sheet, Ballmer did a good job as a business manager. In the last decade, Microsoft sales have tripled. But he says there's a growing recognition that being a good businessman doesn't make a good tech CEO. He says in the fast-moving tech industry, you need a visionary who can foresee and shape the future. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.